10 minutes after 4, South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg. Yes, it is the 4th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. Well, let's go into the Q&A. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 4th of Jumad al-Ula, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, today we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, and verse number 2. To understand verse number 2, we must know that Islam is a complete and comprehensive code of life. Islam wants stability, and you must have a dynamic society as well, which promotes purity, chastity. And remember that when you juxtapose our Islamic system with the Western democratic system, see today, almost every Western country, they allow prostitution. But who will be the punished? She will be punished, the lady who is a street lady, a prostitute. But the men get away scot-free. Now how come, where is the justice in that? Where is the human rights in that? Every day 5, 10, 20 guys come to the lady, and when she is caught guilty, she will be charged. But the men get away scot-free. So where is your justice and human rights? Almighty Allah gave us a divine system. Almighty Allah states, "Azaniyatu wazani," the fornicatress and the fornicator. So these are people who are not married, they eloped, and then they became so intimate with one another, they committed the crime of fornication. For people who commit adultery, for them is a different punishment, as I'll explain. "Azaniyatu wazani," the fornicatress and the fornicator. Fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma mi'ata jalda, you flog each one of them and give them 100 lashes. Islam is based on mercy, on compassion. Almighty Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Mustafa, Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was, is, will always be the exclusive Rahmatul Lil Alameen, mercy to the entire universe. But when it comes to the penal code of Islam, this is what Islam teaches us. وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفًا, and do not take and show any mercy, compassion to them, فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, when it comes to the religion of Almighty Allah, Islam. You can't say this is a rich person, so overlook it. This is a poor person, so mete out the punishment. Nay, there must be social justice. We must make few people samples and examples. And that is the test of your iman and your faith and conviction. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir, if you really believe in Almighty Allah and in the last day, take today. We have so many Arab countries, we have so many Muslim countries, between 50-60 countries we have. We will call them Muslim countries because they have a Muslim majority. But none of them, really speaking, can we call them Islamic country. Why? Because, remember, they have to worry about United Nations, United States, United Kingdom. If we implement these punishments, what will they say? So instead of we giving, being influencing them, and we showing them the right path, we went to mimic them and imitate them. That shows that the Muslim Ummah today, our governments and tanpot dictators, most of them not even Muslim, remember the only Muslim by name, but they hate Islam. So they are the sellouts and traitors to Islam. When you punish these people who committed the crime of fornication or adultery, wal yashhad adabahuma ta'ifatun min al-mu'minin, so a group of Muslims, they should be there to witness it. So this punishment will be a deterrent. When they see it, then nobody will ever even think of committing this crime. Today you see children in primary school are busy fornicating. People, children and students in high school are fornicating. Don't speak about what happens in the colleges and university. And for adultery, in Islam, for the male and female, will be the death penalty and capital punishment. There are no two opinions on that. We need not be apologetic to anybody. There's no need for us to go and bootlick anybody. This is the divine law. This was implemented by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there's consensus on this issue among all four schools of jurisprudence. So that is what our Islam teaches us. You have a better system, show me what is your system. Then how come your prisons are packed to capacity and everything you try has become a disaster for you and the society? Look at South Africa, the crime capital of the world, rape capital of the world, murder capital of the world, and gender-based violence capital of the world, because we have the best constitution in the world. That constitution stinks as far as I'm concerned. So remember that the people are suffering, the innocent, and the criminals basically get away with murder and so many other crimes. Allah have mercy on us. Let us give you some breaking stories. You see, there's a place called Buffalo in America. I went there in 2000. It's right on the border of America and of Canada. And you know, there the Niagara Falls. But the Canadian side is much more superior and a beautiful and attractive and so forth. So there's a white terrorist. That's what he is. White terrorist. He went there. He drove for hours and hours. And he looked for a black area. And he murdered 10 people. And now they're charging him and so forth. The question I'm posing to you, the Western media, when he, this guy, Peyton, the white terrorist, why don't you say the white Christian terrorist? When Baruch Goldstein, the Zionist, the apartheid Nazi terrorist, why don't you say the Jewish terrorist? But when it comes to Muslim, then always Islam is added. The Shabab, Islamic terrorist, or you know, the ISIS, Islamic terrorist. So why you bring Islam there inside? But even if it's when you're whitey, then you don't find Christianity mentioned. Why you don't find Judaism mentioned? It shows you all are like prostitutes, you all are prostitutes. You all just write and you say what you are paid to say. We go to Iran. One of their senior commanders first time has admitted that more than 300 people have been killed in the demonstrations there, but the activists say that number is underplayed. More than 450 people have died, and I believe it's even more than that. Argentina, big problem. Remember that where they have the oil and oil plants and what have you, the people are now protesting there because this oil company companies are using so much water that the people don't have sufficient water for themselves and their families. Saudi Arabia back in the news, MBS and the government, Murtad bin Shaitan says he wants to transform Riyadh Airport into a big hub of activity, and a new airline will be introduced and it will be giving them a run for the money. So let's see what happens there. The Pope made some racist remarks against Russia, and Putin won't forgive him. Putin will take the Pope also on. America apologizes to Iran. You know why America apologized to Iran? In the World Cup, they used the flag of Iran and they distorted it, and they did something there to the Iranian flag. Iran took exception to it, and rightly so. Now the American soccer team, their coach or manager or whatever, he had to apologize publicly. Oil prices are going down and dropping, so that's a good sign for us. Let's hope our petrol price also drops, but I don't think so. For December, they will give a bonus, they'll charge us more. You know how things work. Trump is in big trouble. The White House has condemned him, and they said, the White House statements, we can't stand for anti-Semitism, we can't stand for all this, why did you meet all these guys here, and so forth, and people from his own party also, the GOP, you know GOP, the grand old party, Republicans, they condemned him. I want to ask you one question, all you American politicians, why you don't condemn Israel? Israel committed much more worse crimes, remember, compared to what Trump did. Trump just met the guys and so forth. What are these people doing? Let me tell you what they are doing. The far right terrorists, racist Nazis of Israel who are in government now, they want to change the status of Temple Mount. You Muslims, you better wake up from your slumber. Do you know what they mean by Temple Mount? They want to change the status of Masjidul Aqsa. There, the Golden Dome and the Qubbatus Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, they want to demolish it, replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani. Sunak came back to news. Now he is made a fool by China and Russia. So he releases a statement yesterday. This is Richie Rich. He says, no, we must have a pragmatic, robust relationship with China. That is the Indian man speaking there in London. But remember, he doesn't know if Russia and China come together, Richie Rich will be the first one to run. Then next one, you must remember, look at this. This is from them, their newspaper, Haaretz. One third of the Israeli female soldiers who are serving there, they say last year, 2021, they were sexually harassed. That tells you a lot, isn't it so? If they do that to their own people, what they will do with others, these haramis? If you don't know what harami means, a big B. Turkey says, we're ready to mend ties with Syria, so that will be good. Zimbabwe, make dua for Zimbabwe now. They're running out of water. They use their quota already of the Zambezi River, and now they're encroaching on the quota that is used by Zambia. So they are in dire straits. There's some type of drought there. Allah Jalla Wala send rain to Zimbabwe, Somalia, and wherever else. There's an acute shortage of rain. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all. Today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Raid with Mona Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, Aziz.
Somebody says, my question with all the problems in South Africa is, why is the ANC politicians only worried about fighting for positions, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My brother, the simple answer is this, that when you look at ANC, then you will find not millionaires, ANC billionaires. Just Google it, ANC billionaires, and you will find the book, you will find the history, everything. The white man. When CODESA was taking place, you know CODESA. So in 1992, 1993, secret talks were taking place between ANC and the Nats, the Nationalist Party. So they were already telling them, see, there will be a smooth transition. We will give up and you will take over. But we're telling you 2-3 things. Don't touch the banks. Don't touch the mines. And then you can take it and each one of you will become a millionaire. So they fell for that. And they didn't worry about the public and the masses. The ordinary Joe in the street, his life is gone worse. And you see them, remember, they are the bigwigs. You saw how big their stomach is. So remember, all the money is gone there. And go into each one of them and do a audit on them. And, you know, forensic audit. And then you will come to know from 1994 till now, 28-30 years almost, and how much money has been siphoned and how many inshore outshore accounts there are. Corruption to the core, remember that. So that is man's weakness. Aurat aur daulat ne ummat ko barbaad kar diya. Money and women destroys nations.
I see Joshua says that AK morning to you and to the team. So your answer is what? Was Putin humiliated in the last summit in Kazakhstan? Ustad. So
remember that they all wait for him to come. That's why they want him to come there. Israel and the Jutlas are the most humiliated in the world. See in Qatar, the Muslims don't want to speak to Israeli journalists. The non-Muslims are also, you know, telling them we support Palestine and so forth. And you see that your politicians, the Palestinians already said, Ben Gvir, we're going to target you. We're going to put you away. So that is what you call that we say one settler, one bullet, and anybody wants to fiddle with our Masjidul Aqsa, then you will see what will happen, inshallah. The Ummah is sleeping, but when Israel wants to change the status quo of the Temple Mount, as you call it, Jutlas, then remember that then you will see what will happen. You know, you forgot. You have selective amnesia. You know, Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, the butcher of Beirut, came with his army, 2,000 army, and they invaded Aqsa al-Mubarak and said, no one can stop me. Almighty Allah, after that, put him into comatose and sakarat for 8 years. So that is what happens. Divine retribution, divine punishment. So don't come and play with us. We will take you on, and our Palestinians are ready to take you on.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. I see Dylan says that, can Poland take on Russia without NATO? Ustad.
Are you joking? So you must remember this type of thing. There's not one country in the world that alone can take on Russia. America is so petrified and terrified, they're always looking for alliance. You know, George W. Bush, what is to say? He used to say the coalition of the willing. You're either with us or you're either against us. And he's the biggest war criminal. He, Bush and Blair, their name will always go down in history as the murderers of 500,000 children in Iraq and murdering 1 million plus civilians in Iraq. These are the haramis the British and Americans are. And the best part, they get away with impunity. All these are war criminals. Remember that. Bush, Blair, the Israeli rulers, leaders, whole lot war criminals. But because they are whiteys, because they hold big senior positions, then they can't be charged. If it is an Asian, Indian, black, African, take him to The Hague, charge them, and so forth. Everywhere, the double standards of the white man, the white hegemony, and the reset and the new world order. That's what it's all about. You must be an idiot not to understand it.
Subhanallah. Somebody says here, but Mufti Saab, even the most stern of rulers fear death. Why don't some people have an iota of mercy in their hearts? Anonymous, Ustad.
It depends what you mean by mercy. If you say that we must forgive Bush and Blair, if you say we must forgive the Israeli rulers, that is not mercy. Mercy is they must pay for their crimes, and then we forgive them, and so forth. Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even on the occasion of Fatih Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, he forgave thousands of people, but there were some people, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that you kill them in the Astaril Kaaba. You find them there by the Ghilaf of the Kaaba. You eliminate them and finish them up. Because they were the murtads, they were the apostates, they were the people causing so much harm. So some of them, that also happened. So the Master, alayhi salatu salam, was, is, will always be Rahmatul lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Either we put them in front of a firing squad and get rid of their cancer, or either they have to be put in prison and reparations have to take place. This was one of the biggest blunders the ANC did. You must remember, they capitulated to the nationalist government and politicians, because these guys, now you see the constitution, how they play with it, you must remember that. If you just look at it, therefore I'm telling you, this is a recipe for disaster. So Walus will come out, and then they want Zuma to go in. You know what's going to happen?
Sure.
You're going to put the country on fire, I'm telling you. So just forgive everybody, and you, the president, can forgive Zuma, and let Walus come out, and at least everybody can sit still. But you want to do this, remember, you are playing, and you are going to cause such a havoc in this country. Allah alone have mercy on us.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. I've got Arthur here. He says he has to set his alarm clock just to listen to you. And he says that, why does Donald Trump always look to his left when speaking on camera? Arthur, Ustad.
Did you see Donald Trump, how arrogant he is? He'll look at you, and the only time Trump is in a good mood is when somebody praises him. He's a master egoist. He just wants everybody to praise him. Mr. Trump, Donald, you're not Donald Duck. You're the greatest Donald, the best president in the history of America. Then he will be a happy person. You speak against him, then remember, you can see his body language and so forth. So Donald Trump is an actor, you must remember that. His biggest disappointment in life is this. How come I was a one-term president? I must be a two-term president. So therefore, he wants to fight in 2024. But now his tax returns are gone. His own party, GOP, Republican Party, are criticizing him. And remember, the deep state are against him, because he speaks off the cuff, you know. When that vaccine story came, he said, it's all nonsense, all this. When this climate change came, he said, it's all nonsense. He used stronger words I can't use on air. So on that point, we agree with Donald. Therefore, we say Trump was a character. You see how we told King Salman, you're my friend, but if we pull back our security, you, your kingdom, in 2 weeks' time, you will be flat. You better start paying protection fees. That's how Donald Duck the Trump.
Donald Duck the Trump. Sister Hilda says that you guys wake up so early in the morning to pray, and also you pray at night. What is the reason for this, Hilda Ustad?
You see, my sister Hilda, when Moana Arafat was there in Portugal, Lisbon, or he was in Mozambique, he's from that part of the world, and I'm from this part of the world, South Africa, South Africa, right? So we all went to school, and our teachers were non-Muslims, very few Muslim teachers. So they taught us something those days. I was 6 years old, 5 years old, 7 years old. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So certain things they should teach us, it rhymes, you know. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. Now you and my sister Hilda, you're going to start today. So you're going to say, make a pledge between you and the Almighty. Oh, no more wine, no more swine, right? And then when you go and sleep, then see what a peaceful sleep you'll have. And without an alarm also, we read certain verses of the noble Quran. O Almighty, wake us up 3 o'clock. Hilda is waiting. Arthur is waiting. Gideon is waiting. Joshua is waiting. Ya Allah, we want to convey and propagate your message to all and sundry. Then with the mercy of Almighty Allah, Allah wakes us up 3 o'clock. My brother Junaid Mota, who's the engineer, he's at work here 2 o'clock, up past two. What he does, even I don't know. He talks to the jinnats and so forth, you understood? So you know what is jinnat? The invisible creation, created from smokeless fire. For us, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, authentic hadith, in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allahumma barik li ummati fi bukuriha. Oh Allah, grant us barakah, blessing, in the early, early part of the day. We must be a proactive ummah. And when you wake up early, you will achieve much more. Maximum amount you will achieve in minimum time. You try it, my sister Hilda. Proviso, you must leave all wine and all swine. Then you will find lot of barakah, blessing in your life, my sister.
I see Kumaran says that he wants to send a Christmas gift for you and I and the engineer. But he says it's not money, something small, out of appreciation. Kumaran Ustad.
You see, Kumaran, with due respect, we don't believe in Christmas. You know, I told you yesterday, go challenge any Christian, pope, pastor, priest, or ordinary Christian, male or female. Ask them two questions. 1647, the Puritan British Parliament, British Puritan Parliament, in 1647, they banned Christmas celebrations and said this is a pagan custom and has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. And Jesus Christ, as you will say, we say Nabi Isa alayhi salam, his name Nami and his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. Isa, it means to be fair in complexion, a leader. And his honorable mother, Sayyida Maryam, Mary the Virgin, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times. Maryam means Abida, the worshipper of Almighty Allah. So if you send it to us, we will not accept it, but we will give it to our staff here who are Christians and so forth and so on. Because for us as Muslims to accept all these type of things is not permissible, because then it means we are endorsing what you believe in. You have a good intention. Thank you for all that. But rather you can send it here and to send it to Durban Ansar Radio and say for the Christian staff members, so they will accept it. And then there's no problem. And you will be happy, they will be happy. But not the Muslim. For us, we can't take this. It has religious connotations. Whether it is your Diwali, whether it is your Christmas, whether it is your New Year, whether it's your Rosh Hashanah, the New Year of the Jutlas. So we don't want to endorse your religious beliefs and so forth, because that becomes a problem for us.
Somebody says there, but tell Mufti Sahib, nobody can take on the Taliban, Ustad.
Yes, remember Taliban, they got Quwwat-e-Imani. They took on the British, remember, thrice. And then Macmillan said in 1962-63, first law of politics, you must never invade Afghanistan. That time their name was Mujahideen, and they defeated the British thrice, and the bodies are scattered there in Afghanistan. Then the Russians came in 79, the Red Army, Soviet Union. What these people? We'll finish them up in 1 week, 1 month. They stayed there for over 10 years and then had to put and place their tails between their legs and run from there, and the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. For you Muslims, I share one narrative, one story, very interesting for you. Mm-hmm. If you know modern day politics, 1991, all these independent states came. We visited some of them, Uzbekistan, where Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmidhi, and all of them are buried. Allama Marghinani, the author of Hidayah, and so forth. Where Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, is buried, is 30 kilometers away from Samarkand, Khartang. So, the Russians put a board there and a plug there. This person buried there was a great commander of the Russian army. Imagine that they call Imam Bukhari a communist, Allah forbid, and part of their Russian arsenal and army and so forth. Obviously, that was propaganda and absolute lies. Today, when you go there, we've been there with the help and mercy of Allah, then you find the correct narrative is there. So you should know how propaganda works and so forth. So you must remember the Russians came, got a good threshing. Then the Americanos came, Yankees came, and 48 countries came, coalition. We're going to destroy Afghanistan. We're going to destroy the Mujahideen and Taliban. They gave them such a thrashing and whooping that even Trump admitted the worst defeat in the history of America. And now they've got already 70 planes, helicopters all flying around. And these are the booty spoils of war. And with the flag written there, mashallah, inscribed, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But still they need some time, you know, because to become a real formidable party and a force, so because they were a ragtag army, so they need the real training and so forth, then they will become a real force. And under the ground, they got one of the greatest things, they got the lithium. Every country wants lithium, you see. China stayed out. China was the observer. So China wants to cut deals now with Afghanistan. We didn't invade your country. So Russia is coming back. These guys are coming back, Chinese. Iran is dealing with them. Turkey will deal with them. Everybody will deal with them. Pakistan is dealing with them in time to come. But remember, politics is the name of expediency.
Mm. So listen to this message. Me and my family live in Odessa. We are Russians and we are waiting for liberation from the beginning. We're listening to you guys. How long will it take? Why is the Russian army doing nothing to help? Ustad.
Remember, you're living in Odessa. Odessa is in Ukraine. So they got enough problems and so forth. You see what happens in a war situation. It's not Russia versus Ukraine. It's Russia versus Ukraine and NATO and Europe and America and so forth. So how many countries are they taking on? So obviously, there will be certain people who will be marginalized. So, and you on the other side. So maybe I don't know how things will work and pan out there. But my advice to you will be, you should try and build some contact, remember, with the Russians and tell them you prepared to jump ship. Meaning you want to leave Ukraine and go on to the Russian side, and that will be an easy way out for you all. Otherwise, remember, you might get caught up there in the missiles attack and so forth, and you know what they will call, they will say collateral damage. These Westerners are masters in, you know, their euphemisms and in their terminology. So I think, my brothers, if you are Muslim, then you must pray to Almighty Allah and you jump ship, leave Ukraine, go into Russia if you can. And if you're non-Muslims, remember that. Still, I'll give you the same advice, and I'll tell you, pray to God Almighty, and only He can help you. Because what will happen, many people will just become marginalized. Both sides, they will look at the major issue. Putin knows he must just carry on for 4 months and then finish. Ukraine, NATO, Europe, whole lot finished. And that will be his ultimate aim. And then come to America. America is gone so weak, and they're fighting among themselves the whole time. So he wants to destroy America. That's his checkmate move, my brother. So that is what you should understand.
A listener says, my mother paid 60% of our house. My dad passed on. He did not leave a will. How do we divide his shares, Ustad?
Remember, we don't know how many children there are and so forth. But nevertheless, I'll give you the broad guidelines. Allah grant your father Jannat al-Firdaus. All of you should be reading and reciting Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. That, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers the day the reckoning is established. So now write it down, pen and paper, what I'm telling you, or record it or make mental notes. Father passed away, first thing from the estate, burial, funeral expenses. If one of you children, family members, were to pay, it's fine. all the debts of the deceased, that is to people, Muslim, non-Muslim, all that must be paid to the creditors, and it must be expedited. Justice delayed is justice denied. Third one is wasiya. He said, give the masjid, give the madrasa, this person, Muslim, non-Muslim, that must be implemented up to one third from the net estate. Fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So he passed away, husband. So the wife, that is your mother, so the wife will inherit 12.5%. That is beside the 60%. 60%, she's the owner of that asset, the house. But beside that, another 12.5%. So she will become the owner of the house, 72.5%. Then the remainder, we don't know how many sons there are, how many daughters there are. Your father, I think his parents have passed on. So we'll leave them out of the equation. So the remainder there, remember, 87.5%. Let's say, for example, that it is, you'll understand, that three daughters, for example, right? So in a case like, and two sons. So then each one of the daughters will get 12.5%, and the wife gets 12.5%. So that will give you 50%, and the two sons, 25%. So that is how it will work, brother. So the mother, that share of the house will not go into the estate. It's her house, and it belongs to her. So you sons and daughters, make sure that you don't upset your mother. She is now heartbroken. Take her du'as and don't look at the worldly material gain and keep on making du'a for your father. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant him and all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.